Hey, welcome to my show, Feng Shui Your Way on UK Health Radio. I'm Janine Lo, your go-to Feng Shui consultant and Chinese astrologer. I've been helping people transform their lives for over 20 years, from private clients to big names and businesses, and I can't wait to share my tips and stories with you. Hey, today we are galloping straight into one of the most dynamic and powerful years in the Chinese astrology, the year of the fire horse, 2026. This fiery cycle arrives only once every 60 years. So 1906, 1966, and now again in 2026. And when it comes, it brings boldness, courage, innovation, transformation, and yes, a little bit of chaos that pushes the world forward. Today, we'll explore what this energy means for you personally, through each of the 12 animal signs, and how to align with the colours and vibrations of the fire horse to make 2026 your most empowered year yet. So settle in, brew a cuppa, open your heart, let's ride into the energy of 2026 together. The fire horse, known as Binghua, has a reputation for being unstoppable, passionate, dynamic, and a little bit rebellious, but always moving the world forward. Fire horse years shake stale energy loose, creating breakthroughs, innovation, sudden change, and bursts of courage. They are years when people feel braver, more expressive, more determined, and more willing to rewrite their path. It's a transformational energy, and the more aligned you are, the smoother the ride. The colours of the fire horse year. Wearing the right colours in 2026 can help balance the intensity and also ignite your personal momentum. The powerful fire horse palette includes vibrant red, bringing in joy, vitality, courage, and success. Glowing orange, creativity, confidence, and movement. Electric blue, clarity, innovation, and focus. Rich purples and berry tones, spiritual protection, intuition, and deep wisdom. These colours don't just look beautiful, they raise your ki energy to match the year's frequency. Even a scarf, lipstick, candle, or notebook will do. These hues help you ride the energy rather than be thrown off by it. And now let's explore what 2026 means for each of the 12 animals. But before we do that, we're just going to hear from our sponsors, and afterwards, I will start with The Rat.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, ant and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
And we're back. So let's start with the rat. People born in the rat year. For those born under the sign of the rat, 2026, the year of the fire horse, may bring moments of unpredictability. Finances, projects, or agreements could shift quickly. So move steadily rather than rushing ahead. Use this year to review, reorganize, and strengthen what already is working. By staying practical and grounded, you'll navigate the fire horse fiery energy with calm and confidence. Focus on balance and clarity, and steady progress will follow throughout the year. This year is actually a clash for the rat because it's a horse year. We have different animals that clash, like ox and goat clash, tiger and monkey clash, rabbit and rooster clash, dragon and dogs clash, snakes and pigs clash. Now, clash sounds awful, but actually, sometimes, like after a thunderstorm and the lightning's come, everything's fresh again. So if you have got rat in your chart, just take my wise words, because they are wise, they came from me, and use them. So moving forward to the ox. 2026, the year of the fire horse, encourages the ox to stay steady while adapting to faster changes. You'll be motivated to expand your work or explore something new. But success comes from pacing yourself. Flexibility brings unexpected rewards, even if it feels uncomfortable at first. Stay organized, trust your persistence, and keep an open mind. With patience and focus, you'll turn challenges into real progress. Now, the ox is the element of earth, and it's a double fire year. So you will be pushed to do things that you maybe not would normally do. So what I say to you is, think before you leap. So let's move on to the tiger. The fire horse fuels the tiger's natural strength and courage in 2026. This is your year to shine, a time for leadership, confidence, and bold moves. Your ideas gain attention and opportunities for recognition appear quickly. So what I meant there was, because I stuttered over my words, opportunities will come and you have the opportunity to move forward with these in different forms. So if you have your own business or you want to move forward, you know, make sure you're on all the social medias, Instagram, etc. All I am going to tell you is just be mindful of the fiery pace. Balance action with rest and self-care, otherwise you'll wear out. Stay centered and intentional, and you'll make powerful strides in both career and personal goals in 2026. This could be one of your most empowering years yet. So you've been told in advance. So let's go to the rabbit. For the rabbit, 2026 brings a gentle push to step beyond your comfort zone. The fire horse's energy moves faster than you like. So take things slowly and listen to your intuition. You'll have plenty of chances to connect, collaborate, and grow, but clarity and boundaries are essential. Avoid rushing into decisions or following others' pace. With calm focus and balanced energy, this year helps you turn your quiet plans into lasting success and stability. So for the rabbit this year, also I'd like to add, if you're thinking of moving house, anything family-minded, this is your year to use it. So let's fast move on to the dragon. 2026 is a year of transformation for the dragon. The fire horse challenges you to refine your goals, release old patterns, and rebuild stronger foundations. Career or personal changes may unfold, but each one moves you closer to long-term success. Trust your instincts and be strategic with your timing. Your natural confidence combined with patience and adaptability ensures you raise above any uncertainty. Stay focused and your efforts this year will pay off beautifully. So a good year for the dragons. Yes, you may feel a little bit out of control, specifically around June 5th to July 7th. So perhaps that's the time I would suggest you take a little holiday. So moving forward to the snake. I bet the snakes are happy 2025 has gone. So for the snake, 2026 invites revolution, because that's what 2026 is about. But going back to the snake, invites reflection and quiet strength. While the fire horse stirs external changes, your power lives in stillness and strategy. Take time to pause before acting and let intuition guide your decisions. Focus on well-being, rest and balance. Emotional clarity will be your greatest ally. Simple commitments and release what no longer serves you. With patience and inner calm, you'll navigate change gracefully and create a sense of peace and renewal. So leaving 2025, which is the year of the snake, I bet you're all pleased that November is over, particularly in 2025. We're going, it's a much faster pace. And the thing about snakes are they always want to make sure everything's exactly right, slightly OCD. You're not going to get that sort of time this year. It's all about moving forward fast. So what I'm saying to you is you're hearing this in December. So make your plans for the year ahead. And with that, stick to it. Don't be pushed. So we're just going to go to a break. And when I come back, I will give you the lowdown on the other six Chinese animals.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Cappuccino, latte, Americano, flat white, macchiato.
Just imagine, for less than the price of a single cup of coffee out on the high street, you could enjoy an award-winning online magazine every month with up-to-the-minute information on health and healthy lifestyle. Sounds like a good trade-off? Check out Health Triangle Magazine on the UKHealthRadio.com website. Just sacrifice a single cup of coffee every month.
Let's all put health first.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. Let's look at what fire horse energy brings for the last six animals. So horses, this is your year to shine. The fire horse energizes you with confidence, enthusiasm and courage. Opportunities appear quickly, bring excitement and recognition, but you must pace yourself to avoid burnout. Stay focused, plan ahead and resist impulsive decisions. Like a horse can resist an impulsive decision, but you're told now, resist them. When your fiery energy is balanced and grounded and mindfulness, 2026 brings major breakthroughs in love, work and personal growth. It's a time for bolder leadership and authenticity. The world is ready for you to sparkle. So horse, in your horse year, you have the energies behind you. So make sure that you use them and plan ahead. Okay, the lovely goats. 2026 flows smoothly for the gentle goat. The fire horse supports your creativity, relationships, and emotional expression, encouraging you to nurture what truly matters. So what does matter to you, goats? You'll feel appreciated for your kindness. Goats are so kind. And artistic eye. However, don't lose focus. Clear goals and structure will turn inspiration into results. Blend imagination with discipline and you'll achieve both harmony and success. This year rewards heartfelt effort and genuine connection, helping you blossom beautifully in every area of your life. Oh, that's nice, isn't it? Wonder how the goats are going to feel about that. They love everything to be all pink and fluffy, very artistic. Monkeys. For the clever monkey, 2026 is fast-paced and full of potential. The fire horse brings excitement, new ideas and quick opportunities, but also distractions. Focus is key. Choose one or two priorities and give them your all. Collaboration, communication open powerful doors, so share your ideas clearly and confidently. Adaptability is your greatest strength this year. If you stay grounded amid the bus, you'll turn spontaneous inspiration into real success and rewarding results. So in Feng Shui, the monkeys have what we call the nine star. It's a very, it's called a purple star. And so monkeys have this huge opportunity to have what they want. I'm not going to go into it. It's very, very intense. I'm just going to stick to the script so that you know. But if you want to know more monkeys, please contact me and I'll give you the details at the end. Anyway, moving forward to the rooster. I'm a rooster. 2026 invites the rooster to refine, reorganize, and rise with grace. Your natural discipline and attention to detail will serve you well. But the fire horse asks for more flexibility. Be open to changing routines or trying new methods. Progress matters more than perfection this year. When you balance your focus with creativity, your efforts will pay off intangibly. Lasting results. Stay adaptable and you'll build strong foundations for future growth and recognitions. Well, those are all very big words and I didn't make too many mistakes. I'm actually, well, my book should be out, Manifest Your Way to Abundance. That's my big creation this year and moving my school forward. So that's a lot of information for me to take in, even though I wrote it. But when you listen to it, it always seems so much different, doesn't it? So moving forward to the dog. Any dogs out there? I know a few. For the loyal dog, 2026 brings steady progress and rewarding partnerships. The fire horse highlights your dependability and leadership, helping you earn respect and trust. You may be asked to guide or support others. Say yes, but also make space for yourself. Unexpected changes may arise, but they'll lead to positive outcomes if you stay flexible. Balance giving with receiving and your year will unfold with meaningful growth, stability and heartfelt success. So there we go. Dogs have had quite a bit of a hard time of it. So looks really positive for 2026. And the final animal, the pig. The pig steps into 2026 with inspiration and renewal. The fire horse ignites your creativity and optimism, encouraging you to follow heartfelt dreams. New beginnings in love, lifestyle or businesses are likely, but pace yourself. Fiery enthusiasm can burn out fast. Nurture your well-being and practice gratitude daily. I think it's really important to practice gratitude. Every morning I wake up and I'm like, I need to say thank you that to the universe. And I think when you're grateful and you really understand all the good that's happening around you, more good comes to you. But that's all in my manifest book. Back to the pig. With steady effort and a calm heart, you'll transform inspiration into lasting abundance. This year supports joy, growth, and deeper connections to your true purpose. Well, there you go, pigs, a good one for you. As we close today, remember this. The year of the fire horse isn't here to overwhelm you. It's here to awaken you. This is a year of courage, truth, momentum, and bold choices. When you're aligning with the energy through colour, intention, feng shui and conscious action, you don't get dragged by the horse, you ride it. I want to say thank you for sharing this time with me today. If you'd like a deeper guidance, personal feng shui support or explore how 2026 can work for you, you can find me on www.janinelowe.co.uk. I'm on Instagram, Janine Lowe Feng Shui, and on Facebook. So until next time, move with intention, trust your energy and Feng Shui your way.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Feng Shui Your Way. I can't wait to share more insights and inspirations with you in the next episode. Remember, life is all about creating harmony and welcoming positive energy into your world. Until next time, stay balanced and keep your energy flowing.